Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment
Hello.
Claim Line. My name is Tanaya. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Listen, I want to file an unemployment claim. I'm unemployed, and I got a letter in the mail saying that I'm able to file. I've never done it before, so I just need help.
You say you're able to file?
That's the letter I got. It said that.
You're able to?
Yes, ma'am. I think it said it gave me all the information, and I'm gonna try and see if I'm able to.
Okay. Give me one second.
All right, thank you. I'm currently like still trying to find another job. I'm looking. I just need it. Help with between them, you know. I'm still there.
Okay, can I have a social?
4-4-1-8-5-1-3-1-8-0.
Okay, that
I'm
was.
still looking for jobs. I'm just in the middle. I just need you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey. So you said
5 1.
4-1-8-5-1-3-1-8-0.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be your first time filing, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have a name for you?
Allison Klein, Allison.
Hey,
Klein,
wait,
as
wait,
in
wait,
pink.
wait, wait. Gotta go slow because I gotta type all this in because you never had a claim
Okay,
before.
that's fine.
So I gotta put all the information
Well,
in for you.
I called y'all one other time. It's been a couple months. It's been a while now. But I was waiting to hear back from you, and they canceled it, I guess, because my job. I don't know. It was a big thing. They did. I just never heard back from it. So I guess you could say would be my first time.
Okay.
I don't
Now that
know.
was AL.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep going.
Allison.
So is it two
Two
L's?
L's. Yes, ma'am.
ISON.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I have a middle initial?
D. As in dog.
Okay, can I have a last name?
Pink, like P as in pink, and then RINE. Fine.
RINN
NE.
and E.
Yes, ma'am.
PRINE.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked on another name other than your last name?
Ma'am.
Have you worked under another name other than your last name?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a birthday?
1-9-2000,
Zero
January
nine
9th.
zero.
Yeah.
I mean 0109. Two
Okay.
thousand.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficult? You, I'm sorry.
I said yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Do you have
A
difficulty
U.S.
speak?
citizen.
Okay. Do you have difficulty
No,
speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you start active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I can't hear you.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What's your mother's maiden
I
name?
graduated. Fine. Lacey Denise, fine. Her name.
Her last name is what?
My son is mine, fine.
Okay.
She's deceased. I mean,
That's fine.
okay.
About that. Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
Driver license state?
Alabama.
Driver license number when you have it?
Eight nine seven six seven eight eight.
You said 897.
Six seven eight eight.
6788.
Eight, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 897-6788.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account on an Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card will take an additional, ma'am.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't hear.
No, okay. So I'm gonna start over.
Okay.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vintage prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, there are certain fees that may be charged for certain activities, excuse me. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Which one would you prefer?
Can I do like a Cash App card? Would that work?
I do apologize. It has to be a traditional bank, a physical bank you can walk into.
Oh, it can't do prepaid.
No, ma'am. We don't do cash.
I have a Serve account that like I was supposed to get my taxes on, like my
Okay.
government benefit. Would that work?
Is it a physical bank you walk into?
No, okay, then just give me the card at the extra 5 to 7 days.
Okay. Now, how this card is used, if you get approved for it and they go through all the payments, once the payment hits that card, it does take some minutes for it to be sent to you. Now, if it did not be sent to you, I do have a card number for you if you would like that.
What do you mean a card number?
A card number as in a telephone number for you to get in contact with them if you don't receive your benefits card.
Okay.
Hey, I can write it down for you when you would like me to. I mean, I could tell you to it. I could tell it to you
Okay, I'm
if
ready.
you would like me to it. Okay, that number is 800.
Yes, ma'am.
499
Yes, ma'am.
2035.
All right.
Let's continue. Can I have an address for you?
7690
7690
Bellingraph Road,
BELL
BELLINGRA TH.
GH
TH, as in
TH.
talk, like yeah, like talk.
Okay, so it's BELLINGRATH.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that street road?
Bellingraph Road, 36582.
Three
Yeah,
six.
Bellingraph Road, 36582.
3-6-5-8-2.
Yes, ma'am, and then apartment number 59.
Well, is that 36582, is that your zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me one second. Okay, so that's 7690.
Yes, ma'am.
Belling. Bellingraph.
Yeah.
Road
Road.
apartment.
59.
Apartment 59.
Yes, ma'am.
What city?
Theodore, Alabama. Alabama.
I'm sorry.
Theodore, Alabama.
Theodore.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your home address different from your above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I? I'm sorry.
No, it hasn't.
Can I get a good telephone number for you?
251-234-4598.
98.
Yes, ma'am. 4598. 234-4598.
So that's 7690 Bellingraph Road, Lot 59, Theodore, Alabama 36582.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's necessary to verify your identity while filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer some random generous questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Which other following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1203.
30.
Twelve.
Again, go
No, you're fine. 1203.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
1203 Houston Street.
No,
124 River Heaven Circle. 2815 McCubboy Street.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5413 Cardinal Road, or
no,
never been associated?
None of them.
Never been, okay. Based on your background, in what city is 3745 Car 165 CD Meadows, Birmingham, Enterprise, Selma?
You what now?
Okay, it said based on your background, in what city is 3745 Car 165 CD Meadows, Birmingham, Enterprise, Selma, never been associated on this. Give me one second. Not sure how you pronounce that one, but hey, I always got a dictionary.
Oh, I think it's. Are you asking me if I've ever been associated with that? Or are you asking
mm-hmm.
me where it's at? No,
Ever,
I've never been associated with anything.
Okay. Because it's based on your background, but it's just some questions. If it fits to you, then it fits
okay.
to you. If it don't.
No, ma'am, it hasn't.
Okay.
It hasn't.
Which of the following age most closely matched the age of Ashley? How you pronounce your name, your last name again?
Prime.
Prime?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, excuse me. Which of the following age range most closely matched the age of Ashley Prime? 18 to 22, 29 to 33, 44 to 48, 65 to 69, or none above?
29 to 22.
29.
I'm 22, and that's my. She, yeah, she's 30.
Okay, 29, 33. Okay, which of the following state does Donna Prince currently live or own property? Alabama, Hawaii, Maryland, Tennessee, and none above.
Alabama.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Theodore have you ever lived at or been associated with? 12249 Turner Barnes Drive, 3280 Hamilton Boulevard,
That
five.
one.
Okay.
Hamilton.
Yes, ma'am. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am, I have not.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Okay. Have you worked for federal government as a civilian in the last 18
Oh, wait, I
months?
didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What was the last question?
Yes, ma'am. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an
Okay,
employer?
no.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Did
I
you
was
start...
making sure you didn't say something.
No, you're fine. Did you serve active duty in the United States? Back up, excuse me. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last
No, ma'am.
18 months? Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. When was that last work date?
Hold on. I'm looking at my email real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Seven ten is my last day.
Okay, so it's July 10th, 2022.
I'm sorry, 16. Oh, no, oh my goodness. It's 17, my bad. I'm sorry. I had
17.
To go pull up my email. It's 17.
No, you're fine.
17, yeah.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, a corporate office, or a business?
No, I don't.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupations?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied to receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Yes, ma'am. What's your lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a unit hiring hall as such as CDL, bricklayer, plumbing, etc.?
Will I do that?
No. Do you obtain work exclusively through a unit hiring hall? And such as during the hiring hall, it's like CDL, plumbing, bricklayer.
Oh, yeah. I would
no.
be willing for that.
I understand you're willing to do it. But as in how it's a unit hiring hall works, you have to have a card for them.
Oh, okay. No. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
To return?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, ma'am. What's that job title?
I worked at Circle K.
So was you a cashier?
Cashier. Yeah.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? You must be seeking certified unemployment.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you said that was Circle K. I'm finna go and put it up on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. I have my employee number set.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile?
Yeah.
There's a Mobile or a Theodore? And they must be the same.
Theodore. Yeah, they are. It's right here. And it's like right next door. Cities like Irvington and Mobile. They're right here. You can just say Mobile.
Okay. Okay, you have Spring Hill Avenue, Airport Boulevard, Dauphin Street.
What?
Which one?
What is it? Which one?
Which, yeah.
It was on Lane's Vine Road.
It was
in
on
Norwood.
Which? Norwood Drive.
Norwood. Yeah.
Was that 1401 Norwood Drive?
Yeah. But the main store was on Rangeline.
Okay. It's
but
Circle
she's
K.
Works, thank you.
Okay, it's Circle K, 1401 Norwood Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All I need right quick. 1 second. I didn't even pour in that. Yeah, I'm gonna be in a thing, yeah. Oop.
Yes, ma'am.
No, Mobile. All right, ma'am. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
A picture.
A pension?
Oh, no, I have not.
Do you receive or expect to receive any other following pay of any time after your last birthday as a vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, I have not.
Okay. When was your start date?
It was the beginning of June 3rd, I think.
Oh, what year?
2022.
Do I have a good telephone number for them?
I don't.
Will it be the one? Will it be the one on the website?
Yes, ma'am.
251-343. 5-6-4-7. All right, why are you no longer working?
I'm not sure, really.
So they discharge you without no reason giving?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm but sorry.
Me. Yes, ma'am.
So that's what happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when I push this, and when I come over to the next, it's going to ask me to explain what was you told about your employer being upon being terminated.
She kept putting me at a different store. I don't know. I guess that's the detailed way is she kept I was having problems with the other lady there. I don't know. It just wasn't working right. And I text her back the next day, and she's like, I just don't need you anymore. So.
Okay, so I'm going to put others no reason given. All right. Do my match. Give me 1 second.
What are you doing? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Stay here. I'm typing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. Make sure you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they put me to work on other stores, and me and the lady wasn't seeing eye to eye.
Correct.
Okay, what did you do to try to solve the problem prior to prior to being terminated.
I asked the manager to relocate me to the other store. Because that was where my main store was. That's where I was supposed to be. I tried to speak with the lady I wasn't having problems with, and she wouldn't speak back to me at all. Like, she wouldn't help me solve it or whatever. She would count my door because I was new in training, and she would count my door down and say that it was short. But at the other store, it wouldn't be short. You know, it's just where she was. Yeah, why'd you get up? Why did you come sit down here and try to hear me? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay, you have pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you two questions. Then I'm going to give you your four-digit PIN. I'm going to tell you what that four-digit PIN is associated with. Then I'm going to read my close statement. And in my close statement, you may need some information you may need to write down as far as the claim. First question, who's the person that will terminate you? You, ma'am.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you.
Who is the person who terminated you? What was that person's name?